This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How do you do? I am, I'm Sir Doug with Dame Jennifer.
What happened to you? Are you okay?
Are you okay? Well, let me guess. Hold
back,
on.
This is,
are you eating a cashew?
No, I'm not. I found being here, maybe it's the weather, but I have become more congested here and was during the summer and the fall when I went on my trip to areas where it was dry, whether it was California, Florida, or in Israel. I didn't have any of this, and I wasn't getting any sleep. I've sort of gotten back on my sleep routine, but there's something about the air or whatever is here that is causing me to get very congested. And maybe it's this the winter moist, but it was summertime. It was dry here. So I don't understand why it is here. But it catches me off guard sometimes. I open my mouth and go, and I had big plans to start this hour distinctly identifying us as something special on the air. Yes.
Well, you...
I did that. Thank you, Jennifer. That's very supportive. Let's look at the weather around the country. Snow in the south. This weekend, I'm ignoring you, there's a winter storm sweeping across the country. It was in the Rocky Mountains yesterday. We were talking about how horrible it was. It actually started in the northwest and got into central California, and then sort of across that belt through the normal areas where it gets heavy. And then it turns southward a bit. So touching on the northern part of Texas and Oklahoma, and then into Alabama, from Louisiana, northern Louisiana, across Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, the Carolinas. So this weekend, Birmingham, Atlanta, Greenville, Charlotte, and Raleigh will be up to their Mickeys in snow. 14 inches in some areas, 5-6 in others. They don't know how to do this in these areas. They don't. They don't have any plows. They don't know how to sand the roads. So there'll be lighter accumulations in some of the areas where there were tornadoes this week in Mississippi and Tennessee and Virginia. But if you look around, people, however, when they get into these circumstances, they act like complete jackasses. People don't know how to drive. They, instead of either driving more carefully or not going out in it at all, if snow's in the forecast and you're a young driver, or you've got a young driver in your family not used to it, don't let them have the car. Don't let them go out and drive this stuff. They don't know what to do. So they've canceled school all across this area today, and it'll be a mess. A guy died after his pickup slid off the road. Yesterday, he was paying no attention. He rounded a curve, and he slid into it because the road hasn't been plowed, and rolled the truck. And this is going to be typical of what you see in these areas. The National Guard has been called out in Alabama because they don't know how to handle. People are not going to be able to handle this. A couple of inches of snow and it's over. I've seen the same thing happen in England. They don't know how to handle snow in England either because it never snows there. Or really. I just look at all of this stuff and I feel badly that people are this naive. But the snow is a factor of wintertime. Things change. Everything is erratic. After all, we have global warming, right? It's ruining the weather everywhere.
Climate change.
I mean, this is only the second snowfall in New York City that we've had all winter, so
yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but well, I mean, normally we at least have way more than this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking out the window now in New York City, and there's big, fluffy, white flakes coming down. It's beautiful, but...
Oh, I want to be there. Can we come over?
I know. Yeah. You need to see snow, Jen.
I need snow. I need snow in my life.
right, Jennifer, there's a big hoopla. The publishing firm Simon & Schuster has, or some might say Simon Schuster.
Schuster.
Got a lot of flack this week following the announcement of a book deal with an alt. I don't even like the term alt-right. Who came up with that?
That means
really far
it's
to the right.
It's so annoying. And do you, I mean, let me ask you, and this is not like a gotcha question, but before we even go there, do you guys know what the alt-right is?
No.
That's
I don't even know
what
the term is.
White supremacists, right?
Yeah. That's sort of true. It's
extreme right-wing thinking.
Right. Far-right ideology.
It's not conservative, it's right-wing.
Correct. It's not. A lot of people will think that the alt-right is conservative or Republican. The alt-right was founded with a lot of Nazi propaganda, essentially.
Right.
So the true people on the alt-right have that belief. There were a lot of people during this election cycle who on Twitter saw some of the memes and the funny stuff that the alt-right were promoting and started saying, well, I'm alt-right too, thinking that just because they reject mainstream conservatism that somehow they're on the alt-right. But the true alt-right, it's a scary, scary place. There are just a lot of people who don't know what they're associated with. They have found it on social media.
White supremacists, a lot
of people on the alt-right have brought out these really, I mean, and funny. I mean, I've seen them. They're funny and snarky, funny memes that have gone all over social media, and people glom onto them and think that's what the group's all about. But it's interesting. Anyway, I was just curious because I think we throw that term around, and I don't know if people really
know. Most people don't know what it means, yeah. All right, so what has happened here? This guy, whose name is Milo Yiannopoulos, got a $250,000 in advance for a book he's writing that focuses on what these people are doing, what they have done, their philosophy, which is it, or is it all of the above?
The philosophy is something that he talks about a lot. And the philosophy is that it embraces a sort of a nationalism, basically. It says that you can't really have the United States without white people is sort of the core the core belief of the alt-right. And so Simon & Schuster has gone after this online sensation, I guess is the best word for him, Milo Yiannopoulos. And he's very well known on Twitter. He actually has gotten kicked off Twitter a few times. He's very controversial. He's a gay man. He talks very candidly about being gay. He is very conservative, and he says a lot of stuff. I mean, he's the one that went after Lena Dunham. He's the one that went after Leslie Jones. He's gone after quite a few people, and he's reached a deal with Simon & Schuster for $250,000 for a book deal, and people have started to freak out about it a little bit online. If the guy can get a book deal and if people will read his book,
right,
he has
that's
the right
what capitalism
to
is all about. As much as we find these views, I'll speak for myself. I'm not going to speak for anybody else, Jennifer or Victoria, but I will tell you these people are they're just rotten from the neck up. Their brains are rotten, but this garbage does have a place in a manner of speaking so that we can look at it and see how disgusting some people's brains really are. And there are people who agree with this, and we live in a country that is very, well, supposedly anyway, or the theory is to promote freedom of speech. So you can say dumb things, stupid things, hateful things, awful things, terrible things, but you have the right to do so, as the other side has the right to shout it down. But to shut it down is not American.
Yeah.
That's the problem where we are right now, is so many people want to shut down the opponent's point of view, whatever that opponent's point of view may be, and that's very unhealthy, very un-American, and it's very unacceptable to me. I wouldn't read this guy's book. I'd pee on
it. And here's why I would read it. Because he associates himself, or at least his followers associate himself with the party that I'm in. And just to know what their point of view is, I would actually read the book just to educate myself a little bit more. But not because I want to jump on the bandwagon, but because I'd like to know how to bring
counter
these people.
It?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah.
Where'd you start to say, Victoria?
But I mean, technically, yes, I guess he's a Republican, but he's no Republican that I know. I mean, this guy is all about sensationalism and trolling people. This guy is just out for a quick buck for himself
for him.
And for 15
this guy
minutes
has found a niche. Like so many other people have.
I don't think he's representative
way,
of any real Republican.
How do we really know this is what he believes? He's got an idea. He's sold it to Simon & Schuster.
Right.
He'll write a book. He'll make some
and
money.
And he has a niche because he's gay. And because he,
right. And
he
who in, and
presents
most of the
ideas
gays,
that don't typically come from the LGBT community.
Want to knock off all the gays. The skinheads
well,
don't like gays.
He's not necessarily a skinhead. I mean, that's the thing. He's not necessarily a KKK guy. He's.
Yeah.
They believe that. Though there is not an America without white Europeans running,
well,
basically.
That may be. But
he's not the KKK guy where he's hanging black people on a lawn. You know what I'm saying? Sadly, I think there's a little bit of gray area.
Right, but he is the one who set all the trolls on Leslie Jones and
definitely
said horrible racist things.
Here's the way maybe to look at it. Here's a guy, I said he had brain rot. Maybe that's not fair to people who have brain rot. What he's done is come up with an idea that he can sell, and there's a market for it. So that's what he's doing. I don't really know whether he believes this stuff or not. It doesn't make any difference. I still think I wouldn't read it. I would pee on it.
Either. Yeah.
I'd bury it in my manure pile at the farm. But he has a right to say this stuff and to publish this book. Simon & Schuster has a right, and we ought not to let them be shouted down by people who don't agree with their point of view. That's not fair and right either. We shout him down because of his points of view and what he says. We can shout him, but not the fact that people don't want him to publish it. That's not right. It's not fair. It's not America.
Yeah, there are a lot of radicals on the right and the left that write books, and it's the choice of the consumer to consume or not.
Yep. To consume or not to consume, that is the question at 18 past the hour.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yours contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one. Why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Huh?
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Music in this portion of each hour for the musical story. This is Big and Rich going to be playing at the Trump inaugural. Let's see, who else is going to be playing there? Cowboy Troy, who, I don't know any of these people, Jennifer. Who's
okay,
Cowboy
well, I can
Troy?
Give you the connection. So, please. Big and Rich and Cowboy Troy. Big and, John Rich is the rich part of Big and Rich, and he was on Celebrity Apprentice. He's also sort of a music mogul, aside from just being a performer himself. He brought up Cowboy Troy, who is African-American. He is a rapper, and he does this weird, cool blend of country rap. You'll hear.
Really? All right, let's listen to it. Here it is. Let's listen to it. My wallet too flat, couldn't pay if I wanted. They calling on my job, I'm getting letters in the mail. The haters in the hood are hoping that I fail. My pockets on slim, fat tank on empty. Used to have friends, said they want to stick with me. Dogs in my stomach, cause now I'm getting hungry. Really under pressure, want to talk to my mommy. People on my corner asking me for change. Gotta find me a job with a higher pay rate. How many different inaugural balls will there be? Usually, what, 8 or 9?
I don't think there are as many this year, right?
I don't know how many there are going to be. I know Trump was saying, like, forget the inaugural ball, let's just go to work, but I think they're keeping up with the pomp and circumstance. John Rich will be at one, and, you know, I was wondering why these Celebrity Apprentice guys, and John Rich had what seemed to be a pretty good relationship with Donald Trump, and he's a Republican, why he wouldn't create the entertainment lineup. So now it makes a lot of sense. He's got Cowboy Troy involved.
Another country singer that won Celebrity Apprentice? Or came in very close.
Trace Atkins. Yeah.
Trace Atkins, that's something of, right.
See, most of the people, this is a thread, and I'm making an observation here that popped into my mind about the people who have gotten to know Trump. The people who know him seem to like him. The people who have been, like, on this show, even though, didn't he really do a number on Amorosa when she was on that show?
Yeah.
Do I remember?
He let her have it in the end, but he also hired her to work for him for his presidential campaign.
Right.
I mean.
So, anyway, I'm just, there's no, but I have also a strong feeling that Trump is going to be one of the hardest working presidents we've ever had. Clinton was on the job all the time, unless he was with Monica, but they're... was an expectation always with him. There weren't a lot of vacations.
Well, look, when he was with Monica, he was sitting at his desk.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? He was always working.
He was multitasking,
yes,
you could say.
So I think Trump is going to be cut out of that cloth. I think there's going to be stuff coming out of the White House 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for this guy. I think he's always on. And that's one of the things that made him successful, frankly, or you can argue about him being successful or not. All right, let's keep moving here. Ed Sheeran giving fans a glimpse of his new material all this past week. Bits and pieces coming out. Last night, the whole new, what's this song called? Cheerios? What is this?
No, that's what his fans are called.
Oh.
This one's called Castle on the Hill.
What's the song about, Kara?
This is actually the first time I've gotten to listen to it, but I think it's, I know he has a line about breaking his leg when he was 6 years old, and so I can relate to that now.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably just about growing up. And the last, so he essentially went off social media for an entire year just because he was so tired of being bombarded with, you know, like there's lots of negative stuff on social media, so I think he just took a year off.
On him?
To reflect on life.
And negative on him? What's the story? I don't know him that well, but apparently you guys do.
I mean, there's not really anything negative about him. I mean, he's pretty... I don't know.
He's pretty popular, yeah.
Yeah, but I just mean that people always on Twitter or Instagram.
There is a lot of negativity.
So negative,
yeah.
I have real reservations about being on Twitter. Not only that sort of thing, but the fact that I don't know how to do it. Real reservations about it. All right, so that's that story.
This does sound like a different sound for him, though. This is a new direction for him.
Is it?
Yeah. Usually more singer-songwritery.
28 minutes after the hour here with DJB.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an intention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something's wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem, so your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Stephan Ombudsman of the Year, here to protect everybody from everybody else. I'm here to protect Jennifer from the bad guys, and Victoria from the bad guys, and Kara from the bad guys. I'm here because I am a protection geek. I know how to protect people. It's easy.
I feel much safer knowing that you're protecting me. Absolutely.
Okay. Happy to have that support. So we're going to do the television report in a moment. I just sort of going through a list of all the people who are changing the election, and it's sort of the wave, the torrent of changes happening in the nation's newsrooms. Megyn Kelly leaves, Tucker Carlson takes her place. As a matter of fact, what I heard yesterday was that Matt Lauer blew a gasket when he found out that Megyn Kelly was coming over to NBC. And they didn't tell him until the day it was announced.
Well, why does everyone need to inform Matt Lauer of all their corporate decisions?
Matt thinks he's on the top of the heap, apparently.
I mean, if she's going to go to the Today Show, I understand. But really,
she is going to the Today Show. That's what he's mad about.
Right. He doesn't want her in the first place.
No, now the rumors come out that, or that's not the rumor, but this is really what's going to happen, is that Matt Lauer does, 7 to 9 on the Today Show, and then Billy Bush was doing the 9 o'clock hour ahead of Hoda and Kathy Lee. Now Megyn Kelly is going to be doing the 9 o'clock hour.
Yep, right.
Well, so, I mean, what, good for her. Like, I don't know. I mean, what's the big deal?
And Greta Van Susteren is going to MSNBC from her position when she left Fox a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah, she left a few months ago, before the election.
Is it Tucker Carlson is a useless waste of time.
Is he the bow tie guy?
I love Tucker.
He's a useless.
He's not the bow tie guy anymore, but he was the bow tie guy.
He was, okay.
So, at least when I knew him early on, he was just all about him. It was all, look
really?
At me, Mom.
But aren't they
look at
all?
How young I am and how smart I am.
I mean, that's how people become stars. I mean, I would say that there's probably a little of that.
Yeah, they're kind of all that way.
Yeah. Really?
How come Gretchen Carlson wouldn't go to MSNBC before they would take Greta Van Susteren?
I don't think she was offered it. Greta Van Susteren is got a little more chop, I think, in her reputation.
She knows people.
She can do hard news.
She's got a good
role. Connections.
Yeah, she's got good connections. All right, speaking of good connections, you and I, as human beings on the planet Earth, are going to be in touch with space's most extreme environments sooner rather than later, thanks to the bold move from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. They're pushing the boundaries with their next mission, which is aimed at exploring the most extreme and exotic objects in space. Exotic objects in space. Naked ladies in space? What is an exotic object in space?
I think that would be an erotic object in space if it's naked ladies.
Oh, gee. I missed that R instead of the X. Let's see here. There is a small, well, not so small. It's a pretty good-sized sphere. Last night I did, we were talking about some object that's heading toward the Earth that NASA's trying to identify, and they haven't been able to yet. And I wonder if this is a way to do that. Sometimes they don't tell you everything that their projects are looking at, because they don't want people to worry about some huge thing that's headed toward the Earth at 700 miles a second. So, I don't know. But anyway, are they going to have this thing examine black holes? And that's the. Have you ever really understood what a black hole is?
No.
Black hole is your vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, it's really a little corner underneath my bed where everything seems to end up.
Right. Everything in it. But the way it's described, I was watching on one of the plane rides I had recently, an hour long. I think actually Meredith and I looked at one of these things on a PBS, a Discovery Channel, about how the universe works. And there are more and more of these things coming out because there's more and more information about what actually is going on. And it's fascinating, yet kind of scary in a sense, because these black holes are so big and they can suck up. But what we don't realize is what happens on the other side, which nobody knows. There's theories about what happens on the other side of a black hole. There's the theory from Stephen Hawking that someday the black hole is going to be so big it'll just suck everything in the universe into it and we'll all be gone. Everything's gone. Like it started with a big bang, it'll all get finished with a big... Over. Done. Finished. Wow.
Sounds fun.
How did that go again? Sounds like you're getting your teeth cleaned.
I know, right?
Or something like that. Excuse me.
This sucker, by the way, when you're getting your teeth cleaned, is one of the grossest yet most necessary items on the planet.
Yeah, it really is. Do you know who Joseph Talbot is?
No.
Nobody knows who Joseph Talbot is? It's disappointing.
Oh, sorry.
Are you tell us? Are you
I am. That's why I suggested it would be interesting to know who he was. Mr. Talbot was arrested last Thursday in Wayne County, New York. He was charged with driving while intoxicated. Police charged him with refusing to be fingerprinted or photographed after he told troopers to go F themselves. Not always a good way to make friends and influence people. So the story got into the local newspaper, and this guy decided he didn't want everybody to know that he was arrested for DUI, so he bought all of the copies of the newspaper, trying to keep others from reading about his drunk driving.
That totally works. I saw it on Lucy once. Do you remember that episode where she didn't want Ricky to see something, so she went and she cut the holes out of all the newspapers in town?
Right, yeah. 1,000 copies of the newspaper this guy bought up. And well, actually, they have a circulation of 12,000, so he didn't get all of them. Mugshot did get out eventually, and the news got out. But he was paid $1.25 a piece for the 1,000 copies that he did buy up.
That's quite an investment to cover up a DUI.
It is kind of.
Plus all the fines and everything he's going to have to pay for the DUI itself. So
I've got a little advice for you, sir. Don't drink and drive. How do you like my Rush Limbaugh impression? This is my Rush Limbaugh impression.
He's always flowing around people. I love it.
There, right there. You people.
Boy.
Okay.
Careful there, Turbo.
Mexico! In the news today, the government has announced this week a 20% increase in the price of fuel taxes. So as a result of that, yesterday, a lot of people in Mexico got angry, and they also got arrested for looting, protesting, all kinds of things. 250 people were arrested because of acts of vandalism around the country. Some of the protests have been peaceful, but some of them have brought people into the shopping malls, ransacking stores, that kind of stuff. So they have Mexico is so well run that they needed to have a 20% increase in the gas tax. So what didn't they just go up in California too, Jennifer? The gas tax? Can we protest that? What can we do?
No one listens here. They just keep voting in more taxes. It's ridiculous.
New Jersey, you know, Chris Christie has been pushing for that, and it finally went through. 23 cents it went up.
Great.
That's a big increase.
You can tell he's not running for anything.
Yeah, right.
No.
Well, he's already so disliked in New Jersey anyway. I mean, that's, you know.
Okay, we have one bit of international news before the TV report. You'll all be happy to know that conservationists this week announced a major campaign to save seahorses in Cambodia. You know what a seahorse is? About 7 inches
cute
long.
Cute little,
yeah. Looks like a horse. The head
that's
anyway.
Not a seahorse, Dougie.
No, you don't ride it. It just, that's what it's.
Okay, weirdo.
Wait a minute. Just a second here.
I'm not
you have a way
this one.
Of trivializing some of the important things that I'm trying to pass along here.
Oh, no, Jerry has a way. About seahorses in Cambodia. I'm sorry, Victoria. What?
And riding. Yeah, exactly.
All right,
yeah.
Come on.
The seahorse faces
a unique way of curving out everything.
You can ride it or something.
The sea. Okay. Time for a pause in the action here, folks.
Oh, come on. Give us the story.
What? According to the conservationists, the seahorse faces an enormous variety of threats, like crab traps. And divers in sleek longboats who target seahorses.
Mm.
Right. And illegal nighttime trawlers are out there as well, Jennifer. Peering into the darkness.
Different than the trollers on Twitter, right? Different than the Milo Yiannopoulos. Yes. These are trollers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big, nasty Vietnamese boys are out there trawling for seahorses.
Oh, man.
Why do people want seahorses? You don't eat them.
Yeah, that's true. What do you do with it?
They abuse them as bait and that kind of stuff. I don't know.
A seahorse?
Yeah. They use them for, they make jewelry out of them, key rings. Put them.
Remember that black hole we were just talking about? I think we're in it. We found one right here on DJV.
It's their number one export out of Vietnam, the seahorse keychain.
This is, instead of the DJV hour, this is the DXXX hour at 44 past the hour.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. And you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food. We've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the U.S. never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, before I do the TV report, Jennifer's done some research on seahorses that she wants to pass along. What exciting news have you found for us, Jennifer, on
seahorses? Well, I found that seahorses are the only species where the men get pregnant. So the women have the eggs. They transfer them to the man's pouch. The man self-fertilizes, and he's the one he's the one that has to do all the hard work. They also stay paired up for life. So they have, like, one girlfriend or one boyfriend for life, which is kind of cool. They can see forwards and backwards. They eat, like, a bunch of times a day, like, 3,000 pieces of food a day. And the reason that people are actually looking for them, they're under threat worldwide because they're used for a traditional Chinese medicine. They take up to 150 million seahorses a year from the wild, and they're used in medicine. The curio trade takes 1 million seahorses from the wild, along with shells and starfish. And the pet trade, apparently people like to have seahorses in a tank, which is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, boys and girls, aren't you happy you listen to that?
Come on, that's great information.
Yes. All right, let's get to what's good on TV tonight. Jen, what are we watching? Or what we do? The usual CBS bill of fare, right? Like Blue Bloods, etc.?
Yeah, you've got some good weekend TV. First, let me start with something that's not on traditional TV. One Day at a Time launches. The reboot launches on Netflix. Norman Lear is bringing back one of his best-known series, so that starts on Netflix tonight. On CBS Sunday, Dougie... Guess what? Madam Secretary's back.
Yeah, good. Okay.
So you've got
NCIS. Golden Globes on Sunday, too?
You do. You have the Golden Globes. That's coming next. But NCIS LA, Madam Secretary Elementary, back on CBS. And then the Golden Globes. That's right, Victoria, this weekend in Hollywood. So, and that's kind of that's the best award show of the year in my estimation.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Who's doing it?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Ugh, what a waste of time. All right. 10 minutes before the hour.
Why?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Get away.
All right, if you want to get away, here are stories about travel, promotional items, a couple of airline stories, etc., etc. You've come to the right place. We'll focus on travel and all of its ups and downs, ins and outs, backwards and forwards with Pauline Frommer, who is from Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guide, one of the best items in the Frommers Travel Guide for me, anyway, is just looking at the pictures. Even if I don't book the trips, they're fabulous presentation of trips and things, so you ought to check it out. Pauline joins us in a moment with comments on a number of items as we can squeeze them in.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, up to 20% of the U.S. population will get the flu this year. Dr. Carrie Peterson, a New York City-based physician, reminds us of the symptoms to look out for.
Unlike cold symptoms that usually come on gradually and progress over time, the flu often hits you fast and furious with the sudden onset of fever, aches, fatigue, cough, and headache.
Dr. Peterson says there are ways to alleviate flu symptoms if you do get sick, like drinking plenty of fluids to stay hydrated and using a humidifier to make breathing easier. She also recommends humidifiers for their preventative benefits.
Studies have shown that the cold and flu virus thrive in dry places. By keeping the humidity levels in your home between 40 and 60%, humidifiers can help reduce the survival of flu viruses on surfaces and in the air.
For more information, visit VicksHumidifiers.com. That's VicksHumidifiers.com.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing, drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, coming up on 56 past the hour, Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guides here. Before we look at some of the wonderful things that are going on in travel this week, some of the things that aren't so wonderful, Pauline, when you see or hear the story of what happened to those people in first class on Delta, the mother and father and the baby, and the horrible way that Delta handled it, do you wonder how you're in the travel business trying to make things look good? These people seem to not be smart enough to make things look bad.
You know what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
I miss this story. I think you're more in tune with the stories of individual things that happen to people on airplanes than I am. Uh-huh. I'm looking more at the bigger picture things. Like, for example, yesterday, Carnival just introduced something that's going to transform the way we travel, for better or worse, on cruise ships. They're going to give every passenger wristbands, just like you get when you go to Disney World, so they can track your every move. You wave your hand, suddenly you've accidentally bought a cocktail, or maybe not so accidentally.
Huh.
So it's going to be a really different cruising experience now. Now, I have privacy issues with this, which I think is bigger than what happened on Delta.
Well, it may be, except the only reason I brought it up is because it sort of sets a tone, and what it does is make the individual person who made this mistake made Delta look bad, as the same kind of thing happened with Allegiant Air this week. And the reason I bring it up is because I think a lot of people focus on that. You sort of brought me around to it, as what represents the whole airline. And maybe it represents the lack of training, but it doesn't represent everybody. It represents one or two people who don't know how to make it. And then the importance of social media as to what gets spread around with regard to this. And it seems the bad stuff gets more attention than the good stuff, which is what you're talking about. Let's go to the good stuff and forget about the bad stuff. But the bad stuff is still on people's minds.
Yeah. I mean, you have, what, something like 16 million people flying per day?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, things are going to go wrong. I'm not sure that the Carnival thing is good. We're going to have to see.
You mean having, the cruising, whether you're going to the Caribbean or Europe or wherever it is, these bands? That's an interesting story. I didn't know about that, so you taught me something. Hey, we both learned from each other today. Pauline Frommer from...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.